You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and it's time now to catch up with Marie Clarkson from R&IB's employment team in the last instalment of our series discussing the different stages of getting into employment. Last week, we focused on interview techniques, and you can find that on our Listen Again function on our website, www.rnibconnectradio.org.uk. But this week, we're focusing on disclosing a disability. And I guess the first question, Marie, is should job seekers disclose their sight loss to a potential employer?
Well, Ellie, I mean, there are no rules in relation to disclosing your sight loss. And of course, it's your preference. You do not have to tell an employer about your disability. It's up to you to decide if and at what point in applying for a job that you let an employer know if you have a sight problem. However, there are many positive reasons for disclosing, and being upfront about your sight loss from the outset can have its advantages.
I guess that could be quite daunting for people, especially if they're young or it's the first time that they've had to disclose their sight loss. What are the advantages for job seekers by disclosing their sight loss in sort of the interview and in the application process?
Well, I mean, if you disclose your disability during the application process, and then you then feel that you've been treated unfairly, you can make a complaint under the Equality Act, or for our listeners in Northern Ireland, the Disability Discrimination Act. However, if you've not told the employer about your disability, then it may be possible for the employer to say that they didn't know about it, and therefore they couldn't be expected to make any reasonable adjustments for you. So it's a bit of a get-out clause for the employer, really. Mm-hmm. But by not declaring your disability, it takes the emphasis away from the employer to make a reasonable adjustment. In addition, if you have disclosed the fact that you're blind or partially sighted, the employer cannot lawfully refuse to employ you because of your sight problem without a genuine occupational reason. And by making employees aware of your sight loss, you can also promote any positive aspects of your disability to reflect why you're a great candidate for the job. So, for example, your disability may have provided you with unique experiences that may be useful in the workplace. Your sight loss may mean that you've acquired excellent IT skills through the use of access technology, or that you've developed excellent organisational skills. And this enables employees to focus on your skills and abilities as opposed to your sight loss. And of course, by openly disclosing your sight loss, you're able to raise an employer's awareness about the help and support that's available to disabled employees, such as the Access to Work scheme. And employees are often worried about the potential costs of taking on a disabled employee, and many are not aware of the Access to Work scheme. So this is your opportunity to tell them that you may get funding from Access to Work for any specialist equipment or extra transport costs or any help with any work-related obstacles resulting from your sight loss. So some employees may have also signed up to the Disability Confidence Scheme, and they commit to encouraging applications by offering an interview to an applicant who declares they have a disability, assuming the person meets the minimum criteria for the job as defined by the employer. So there are, you know, some advantages to disclosing your sight loss at an early stage of the application process.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not just, you know, that sort of safety, but like you say, you've got those extra protections in place if you do disclose it. But the fact that it can also help you, it shows, like you say, that people have different skills and different life experiences when they've got a disability, which can help to show an employer that you have the skills that are necessary. So how exactly should they go about it if they want to disclose their sight loss to an employer? How exactly should they go about doing that?
Yeah, so I mean, if you do decide to tell a potential employer about your sight loss, the next stage really is to establish at what point in the application process you want to tell them. So it's often a good idea to form what we call a disclosure strategy. So it's not necessary to mention your disability on your CV, for example, because you may feel that an employer will see your disability as the most important thing and make assumptions about you based on your sight loss. And I think, as we said in a previous topic, that, you know, there may not be room on your CV to disclose your sight loss, mm-hmm. or highlight the range of positive adjustments that could be made. A cover letter should be sent with your CV to potential employers. You do not need to disclose your disability on the CV or covering letter. However, if your CV highlights that you have a disability, so for example, it may state that you attended the Royal Blind School, then the cover letter allows you the opportunity to explain your disability in more detail than on a CV. But keep in mind that the focus of a cover letter should always be on your skills to do the job. And again, some application forms, as we've mentioned, ask direct questions about disability, so you can consider what details you choose to include at this stage. So within an application form, some employees may have a separate equal opportunities monitoring form that they ask applicants to fill in. And it's a good opportunity for you to disclose your sight loss on there. And at interview stage, you should be prepared to talk positively about your disability and be able to highlight the range of support and equipment that is available.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's doing it when you feel comfortable and when you feel it's appropriate for the job that you're applying for as well. You know, it's sort of, it depends on your situation and the skills that are needed for your specific job. So overall, Marie, what would be your advice for job seekers who are applying for jobs and they're unsure whether to be upfront with their employers about the sight loss?
Yeah, so I mean, in a nutshell, Ellie, you do not have to tell an employer about your disability. And by not saying anything, yeah, it may mean that you face less discrimination, but it also takes away some of the obligations from the employer. So I think it's a good idea to form a disclosure strategy where you plan how you tell an employer about your sight loss. So this means that you can positively discuss your disability on your own terms and retain a focus on your own skills and abilities that show the employer why you are the best person for the job.
Thank you so much, Marie. That's great advice. Where can we find any further advice? Where is that available?
Yeah, so for further information about disclosing your sight loss to employers, you can visit the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, or you can also contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
A massive thank you, Marie, for all your advice and all your information that you've provided us over the last 4 weeks. And remember that you can listen to every instalment of this series on our website, www.rnibconnectradio.org.uk. But a massive thank you to Marie for all your insight. And remember that you can always find support on the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk.
Thank you.